This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll and Jamie, being retro and silly, on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Yes.
Like copper kettles and
warm woolen mittens.
Brown paper packages. These are a few of my favourite things.
Oh, you know, apparently they're doing favourite things on Catching Up. What's your favourite thing besides singing?
I don't like anything else.
Don't you, darling?
No, everything else is dull.
I wonder what Jamie's favourite thing is besides his
pottery.
Is that what it is? He likes pottery. Perhaps Brett's favourite thing is Jamie. I'm sensing a bit of sexual tension there. I wouldn't mind being Dolly's favourite thing.
Few of my favourite things! When the dog bites,
when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad.
Boo-hoo!
I simply remember my favourite things, and then I like them.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to a very special Catching Up tonight. It's our 50th show. That introduction, our dear old friends Lottie and Dottie of Dalesford from our Favourite Things show, also known as Dolly and Jamie. They're usually co-hosting with me, but tonight they've had a well-earned rest. For our 50th show tonight, we have selected some of our wonderful guests that we've had on the show in the last year. It's also my birthday tonight, so it is a night of celebrations. We have comedians, musicians, and so much more. But first off, this is from our 80s show, dedicated to our friends at the Disco Appreciation Society. It's the Pointer Sisters with Dare Me.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Those fabulous Pointer Sisters, yon Dare Me. You're catching up on our 50th show on Joy 94.9. Tonight we are looking back at all the fabulous guests we've chatted to in the last year. One of those is Anne Edmonds. Now, she's appeared on three of our shows, and she's a very funny lady. Now, you've got to keep an eye out her, because I think she's on the verge of greatness. Here she is with us last year, playing one of her fabulous songs with her banjo Stephen, and it's about a netball trip that went a bit wrong.
Joy 94.9.
What have you got for us, Anne? What are you doing?
Well, I've brought my banjo in tonight by request. My banjo, Stephen, he's here. That's him there.
Oh.
And I was gonna play you a little song first.
Yes.
But first it needs a little bit of... I'll have to provide a little bit of context.
Little storyline.
Do tell, Anne. Do tell.
That I'm laughing because the microphone is down towards my crutch and Brett just leant down there to speak
into it.
It's
quite awkward, isn't it?
It's quite a nice moment for us.
It wasn't going to be the first or the last time, you know that, Anne.
This song I wrote, now, when I was... I lived in the country for a while. Are any of you rural?
Oh, look, Dolly's a bit
Well, Queensland, that's rural.
Queensland, yeah. I thought you'd get racist. I couldn't ask.
Well, same thing.
She's trying. She's working on it.
So yeah.
When I was about, I think I was about 26, I moved to the country, right? Now, I don't know if you guys know, in small rural communities, it's quite difficult to make friends.
Yes.
They're
I just find it difficult everywhere.
So I decided to join one of the local netball teams, right? Because that's your way in the country.
Mm, totally.
But I didn't really fit in there with the women, you know, like... When they were all having a bourbon and coke in a can directly after the game,
I'd be
having a wine in a plastic cup, right?
And sophisticated, Norse.
Oh, la-di-da.
Yeah, sophisticated.
Look at you with your ears and graces.
Yeah, who does she think she is?
Oh, have a look at her.
Look at this mole.
Have a look at Madam. Right, mm-hmm. So anyway, there was an end of season netball trip organised, right, with the girls. So I agreed to go, you know, so they might like me a bit more. I've done a lot of things for that reason. And this is where I normally say, including anal sex. But I won't say it. Oh, I've said
it's
it.
Too late.
anyway, we all went over the border from Mount Gambier to Warrnambool, which is nearby. And Warrnambool, if you from Mount Gambier, Warrnambool, it seems a little bit. It's like New York, pretty much. Right. They've got Sports Girl. They've got everything.
Yeah.
So we went girl. Over. Now there are a number of humiliations that happened on this trip.
Yes.
Right, particularly to me. Now I'll tell you about one of the things that happened. Right, was Pam the captain lined us all up at the beginning of one of our nights out and made us squash our breasts together. And went along riding on our boobs in a text that, if you're staring at my tits, please buy me a vodka cruiser. All
right. Did that work?
It's actually quite effective. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Good bit of marketing, that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that not T-shirt bad. Done. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll sum up for you these. So they were kind of picking on me.
Mm. Oh,
they left me out. I wasn't really in the group.
Mm.
And I'm going to sum up the women for you, right, in a series of sound bites, because I need to paint a picture of who we were dealing with. All right? So here's a little sample. I'm going hard tonight. I'm backing it up again. Just vomit, Pam, and then keep drinking. I know you've slept with my husband, Jenny. Everybody knows. When are you going to admit it so I can fight you? Nah, I touched his cock first. That means I win the slab. Get stuff! Get it out! Get it out of my ass!
We've just been taken off
was
the air.
Was that the vodka cruiser?
No, that last one was me.
Sorry, I do apologise to my nephews and my nieces listening tonight.
It's a clean shot.
Anyway, when I got back to Mount Gambier, yes. I wrote this song.
Good on you.
And I'm sorry for the long story, but I needed you
no,
to...
No,
yeah,
no.
You need to preamble, set it up.
Set up.
Paint a picture.
So here's the song I wrote about those women. Here we go. As far as I'm aware, you're all married and have kids. So that's why I was surprised when you did what you did. Such lovely memories to share with our loved ones who weren't there in Warrnambool on our skanky netball trip. All right, here we go. And Pam, was that a man or just a 16-year-old boy? It was hard to know because the lights were low in the nightclub's dirty toilet. And Kate, were you all right in the middle of the night? Well, we saw you there in your underwear with that bloke who was covered in your vomit. And Jenny, was that a horse? Oh, a donkey. Well, of course, where we didn't hear a peep for the rest of the week out of you, you must have really enjoyed it.
Woo, Stephen!
What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. And Danny, you were fun. No, we all wanted to see your bum. When you did that dance and you lost your pants for that bloke who gave you $15. And Mary, you went flying by in a taxi with that Swedish guy. And your boobs were out and we all heard you shout, "Stop me! I'm leaving Roger!" But I see you're still together now and I think that's just terrific. All right, all together, you guys in the studio. Right, you know, yeah, yes. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. Whisper, happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip, happens on the nipple trip stays. There you go.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
You're catching up on our 50th show on Joy 94.9 tonight. We're looking back at the wonderful guests we've chatted to over the last year. I want to say a big thank you to the darling Scotty who sent me a birthday message. Yes, it is my birthday as well. It's not a big birthday for me. It's actually I'm 39, not out, I'd like to say. Happy birthday, doll. Touch me one more time, damn me, Scotty. Oh, you're cheeky, you are. Boy, always wonderful to hear from our listeners. Now, as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival this year, we featured a different guest comedian every week. Tom Binns from the UK is a very funny guy. He's well known for two characters he does, and the first part of the interview is its first character, Ivan Brackenbury, radio DJ. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
We are joined by the lovely Tom Binns.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Welcome, Tom.
This is nice.
Isn't it? So tell us, what are you doing?
What's funny about you, Tom?
I am mainly doing a show here at the Melbourne Comedy Festival called Ian de Montfort.
Yes.
Britain's best psychic.
Oh,
yes. Do you like a psychic?
And also, I'm in Best of British every night. So I do Ian in that, or I do another character, which is a hospital radio DJ. Ivan Brackenbury.
Hospital radio DJ.
Yeah, and he's bonkers.
Oh.
Yes.
He's bonkers.
Oh, we can plug that in for you, sweetheart, if you like.
Yeah. Please plug in. But, Tom, it's all about... So how many times have you been in Melbourne now?
This will be my fourth. I did a whole hour of Ivan Brackenbury just on his own the first year I came. And then The Diamond when I was kind of new to Ian de Montfort. Then last year I was in Trades Hall and no one else came. And it was just me in an empty room for a month.
That's nice sometimes to get your confidence up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No one walks out. So
that's right.
Not too bad.
This is my favourite year. I'm having a lovely time because I've just come off stage, actually, 60 people, which is good numbers for the festival.
Wow.
On a Tuesday.
And you're going straight.
Here we go.
He is radio, isn't he? More radio than we are.
We love buzzers. We had a buzzer about 16 weeks ago, but didn't last.
Really?
Yeah. No. But good on you for bringing it.
Well, this is for Ivan Brackenbury, I'm glad you don't have a buzzer because he's the worst community radio DJ.
I
don't know if you know that in England, every hospital has its own community radio station and they just broadcast to the patients.
Right.
And that's the idea of Ivan Brackenbury.
Supposed to make them feel better.
They just broadcast to patients. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Every hospital has it and you can only pick it up on a wired ring main. It doesn't even get broadcast. It just goes down a wire to headphones, which are by all the beds.
It's like art therapy for the blind or something, isn't it?
So it's manned by volunteers. The volunteers go around the wards collecting requests and they get as many as 12 or maybe 13 people listening, so more people than I had at the Trades Hall.
More people than us, let's face it.
God bless her mighty shores.
And on the whole, it's horrific radio.
Wow. Well, now you're
going to give us a demo, darling?
Yeah, shall I be Ivan for a minute?
We'd love that.
Yes, please.
Okay. You're listening to me, Ivan Brackenbury, brought to you by my sponsor, KY Jelly. And we're live from Melbourne.
The Ivan Brackenbury Disease Hour on Hospital Radio with KY Jelly for women who married for money.
I like the music.
That's right. Love really hurts without you. You're listening to me, Ivan Brackenbury. And I'm bonkers.
He's bonkers.
That's right, and we're live. Is it Monday?
It's Tuesday.
It's live on a Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Oh, hang on a minute. They're on a loop.
I can't.
You have to go round. 1 minute. Bear with me.
Many people listening now.
Nearly.
That's okay.
Here we go. Tuesday.
1964.
Oh. 1 minute.
1966.
Oh,
1967.
It's another loop.
1968. 1969.
Hang on. I don't normally do Tuesdays. Anyway, we're playing this to Frank, who always writes to me, and he's bonkers.
He's bonkers.
He is bonkers.
He's bonkers.
I believe the technical term is mentally ill. Frank is actually a self-harmer, but I don't judge me. I just play the music. And we've got in this, especially by Rod Stewart on Hospital Radio.
Oh, bless.
I could go on.
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh,
could you please go on?
Could you do an hour every Tuesday between 9 and 10 here at Joy?
I actually do have 3 hours of that. I've got three 1 hour festival shows of essentially the same joke over and over again.
Joy 94.9.
Yo.
You're catching up on our 50th show on Joy 94.9. That fabulous track you've been listening to is Bumblebee by Roman Andreyan, featuring the lyrics of Miriam Ada from our Cool show. I absolutely love lounge music, and I think lounge music's pretty cool. I want to say a big shout out to our missing co-host tonight. Happy birthday, you big hunk of spunk. I wish I was there to blow out your candles. Thanks so much, Dolly. I miss you so much. Come back very soon. Hey, next is the second part of the Tom Bin interview, where he talks about his character, Evan de Montford.
Joy 94.9.
Best of British Brett you saw.
Yes.
You've been doing a set in Best of British every night.
Yeah, and I alternate between the Hospital Radio DJ and the Spirit Medium.
Which we're very interested in as well.
Well, do you want to have a go at that as well, shall we?
Yeah. Do you mind, sweetheart?
Yeah, well, my name's Ian de Montford. I'm a Spirit Medium. How I do differ from any Spirit Medium you may have seen before is they have messages coming through for you from people that you knew, where I've got messages coming through for you from people that you didn't know.
Right.
And the great thing about that is you don't need to be recently bereaved to have a smashing time with me. A lot of people before the show do come up to me and they say, Ian, could you contact my nan or could you contact my gran? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could, in theory. But what I'd like to do is contact famous people, okay, people that are not boring, you know, for everyone else.
Yes, I'm interested.
Now is not really the time or the place to be contacting the dead. The best time for that is 7:45, and the best place for that is the Winter Gardens room at the Exford. So we're going to do a bit of numerology. So,
do I need to do anything?
Yeah, I'd love you
can
to.
I roll?
What I want you to do is take my dice.
I brought
a coffee cup. Do you know what? I do love Melbourne, but if I did have one criticism, is that you can't get a decent cup of coffee.
Is that right?
Without someone banging on about it.
I'm chucking this dice. It's a visual gag here. Love a visual gag.
Oh, no, it's not. Because what you do is just to think about your past. Okay, and as you're thinking about your past, a number will pop into your head. Right. I don't want to know what the number is, so I'm going to look away. But what I would like you to do is just choose that number on the dice I've given you, face up, and then cover it up with a coffee cup so no one gets to see it.
Okay.
So people are listening and not missing nothing.
All right. Have you done that now? Are you getting anything through?
I'm not actually. Oh, that's interesting. And not a lot happened in your past? Well, in numerology, the number for not a lot happening in your past is the number 5. Is that what you chose?
All right, Pete. Should we look?
Yeah, why not? Let's have a peek.
It's got the five. And it's not 5 on every side of that dice. There's different numbers on every side.
What I would say about you is the last 12 months there have been some ups and downs for you. Yes. And I'm not going to say it's got to get worse before it gets better, because that is just a cliche. Yes. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and then it's going to get worse around. Do you want to have a look at the present of your time?
Yes.
All right. This time, I want you to shake the dice, so you don't get to choose. You shake it. I'm going to look away again.
In the cup, just give it a rattle.
Yeah,
around.
But then tip it out onto the table, and then cover it up with a cup. And again, no one's missing anything, because there's nothing to say. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've done it.
Done it.
This is now your present.
Right.
What's coming across very strong about you, I find that you've got some real skills.
Yes.
You're skillful, but you're not needy with it. Skillful but not needy, like someone that can juggle but doesn't.
Yes. That is actually very accurate of me.
I want to say that's very consistent in numerology terms with the number 2.
Oh.
Do you want to have a look?
Here we go.
He's pulled a 2.
He's freaky.
Shall we look into the future? Have you got time?
Yes, please.
Stop whenever you want.
No, please. Please carry on.
Shake again. Off you go. This is for your future. Is it covered up?
It's covered up.
There is someone in your future who will want to open doors for you.
Oh.
And you need to identify who that person is.
Okay.
And avoid air travel with them.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Shall I uncover it? No.
No, keep it covered.
Because you're on the ball at the moment. We can't even say why fully.
I'm just not getting anything.
It's not a number.
How have you been feeling in yourself?
Fairly good. I mean,
Have you got any shores booked in advance?
No.
All I would say is now might be a good time to clean out your hard drive.
Oh, no. That's going to take forever.
It was about to happen.
Oh, sweetheart. It's been lovely, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Have you done your will?
No. There's nothing in there?
No, I have no idea what that is. It was the number 2.
Oh, no, 2's for nothing. Yes. 2 means nothing.
I've got a lot of bad energy coming off you.
Sure, it's just the bad energy.
Well, it's been lovely having you here.
Tom. Lovely. Absolutely wonderful. I wish you all the best.
Oh, my goodness.
He was spot on to the last bit, wasn't he?
Very good.
But
I'm
interested in the door opening while you're flying, sweetheart, and someone shoving you out.
I'm actually a flight attendant, sweetheart.
Oh,
you're money there.
Oh, well, I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Of course you did. We normally have another psychic on the show, but she died some time ago.
Mystic Meg would come in. Where did she live?
The great thing about doing Ian is that obviously people think that it's going to be just a spoof, and then about two or three minutes into the show, they're like, oh,
he's a magician.
How
as well.
Is he doing this? And they get really
Can
freaked
I have
out.
Another look at that cup, actually?
Yeah, he's spinning the dice very well, wasn't
just
it?
Just an nothing, average cup.
It's a normal cup, folks. There's nothing to
see.
So no see-through panels.
You've got psychic abilities too. Is this what you're inferring, sweetheart?
What I'm saying is it certainly appears that way.
It does,
appears
it?
That way. Is this just, has this resulted of the, you know, of you practicing? Do you
oh,
think?
My goodness.
It's come
God.
Through like
I,
that, do you think?
I did a load of training for the show.
Right,
yeah,
yes,
no,
of course. It shows.
What do you like with a bag of runes, sweetheart? Any good with a rune?
I do
prune?
Runes.
Yeah.
Ian's done, in the new show, he's got tarot runes. Oh, he does doodleology.
Doodleology.
Yeah. Jamie and I've done that on the weekend.
As in drawing doodles.
Oh, yeah. You do a doodle and interpret your doodle.
Well, I do more doodles than Brett. But that's
and like, where are you from normally, sweetheart?
Originally Sheffield, which is
sweetheart.
In England. Have you heard of Europe?
Yeah. Over there somewhere. Oh,
it's like at the top of that. Yeah.
She's from Queensland. You have to speak slower.
Speak slowly to the deck.
So, yeah, I come especially for the festival.
Yes. Big thank you to Tom Bin.
Thanks for having me. It's been really good fun.
Pleasure.
We loved having you, darling.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our 50th show tonight on Joy 94.9. We're looking back at all the wonderful guests we've chatted to over the last year. We always try to catch up on the gossip, movies, TV, trivia, and always the odd bit of fish now and again. We always try to have a theme every show, and this next clip is from our spooky show when we had the lovely Jackie from Lantern Ghost Tours talking about haunted Melbourne landmarks.
Joy 94.9.
We've got a fabulous guest, Jackie from Lantern Ghost Tours. Jackie, you were just telling us about some famous Melbourne landmarks which are haunted. Like the Vic Market. I'm a little bit scared now, so I can't get my fruit and veg now because I might have a spirit that comes along with me. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I would be very careful if I was you. I think the bad smells aren't just the rotting flesh and vegetables. It could be the rotting fruit, exactly. No, it could actually be the bodies buried underneath. That was an original cemetery.
Wow.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm. And the cemeteries fascinate me because we were just chatting about this, but basically 19th century, you know, medical science was pretty basic. Sick, I'd feel your pulse. I'd think, right, he's dead, you know? And then by law, luckily, would have to hold a wake. So you'd lie there in my lounge room, popped on my dining table, surrounded by flowers. Mm. Might sound nice, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was to cover the smell of decay.
Yeah.
And people would basically hold a vigil for a week in case you woke up.
Yeah.
And sometimes that actually happened. But if you didn't wake up, it wasn't the end. You might actually be buried.
Yeah.
And sadly, when we excavated coffins from Melbourne and also Williamstown cemeteries, we found a small percentage actually had scratch marks from the inside.
Oh,
are you
geez.
Sure that's not a bit of an urban myth, sweetheart?
No, it's
Have you
totally
seen the scratch
true.
Marks, really?
I've seen them. Well, no, I haven't actually seen them. You're right. You've caught me out there. No, but
you've ruined a good story, Dolly.
They didn't ring your little bell, darling, that apparently the little, you know.
Jackie has, because I know that you and Jamie weren't convinced last week when I said about the graveyard shift was about people watching graves to make sure people were actually alive or dead. And if that little bell rung, someone was still underground waiting to...
Anita Ward rang.
It was sophisticated technology. It really was. They'd have a rope going down into the ground tied up to your big toes. So if you woke up, you'd roll over. Bell would ring. Someone hopefully would hear it. They'd dig you out.
Yeah.
And that's where the saying comes from, saved by the bell.
Oh,
I've got a second one. I'm going to show off now.
So.
I don't know if you can guess this one, but it's dead ringer.
A dead ringer. Is it a ring around the toe, like, or was it on the ring finger?
The dead person ringing the bell, or however you want it.
Dead ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So basically then hopefully someone would dig you out, which sounds great, but it wasn't, because you see cadavers were in short supply 19th century. So sometimes the body snatchers were waiting. They'd hit you over the head and sell your body nice and fresh to the surgeons to experiment on.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, really?
Down at George Parade, just around from here, Dolly. So maybe it's not a teller looking at you. Maybe it's actually one of the cadavers or the surgeons.
Oh my goodness.
Again, I'm very happy that we live in 2013.
Exciting,
stunning. So there's lots of old Melbourne. Well, Melbourne's got a lot of old buildings, hasn't it, darling? So we were just swinging before the Princess Theatre.
Oh, yes, my favourite ghost haunts that place.
Yes.
You may have noticed there's a bar there called Federici's Bar.
Yes.
And Federici was a very famous opera singer, and he started life as Frederick Baker, which, you know, you're never going to make it as an opera singer called Frederick Baker.
No.
So he reinvented himself, said, I'm Federici, and he used to perform all the time. And legend has it, he was performing at the Princess Theatre in Faust, and he was playing the role of the devil. And in the last scene, he was going into the trapdoors of hell, you know, smoke was coming out, he was covered in a red cloak, and the audience all applauded. But as he fell down the trapdoor, he actually had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, my God. What a method actor.
Exactly. But wait, there's more.
Yes. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
State knives, but there is more. Basically, the director was waiting for everyone to come off stage. They did their bows, and he said, guys, you might have noticed that Federici wasn't bound with you. And they said, but he was. He was at the front after he had died.
Wow.
And he's still seen. Today. They even say for seat the caretakers and the cleaners I've spoken to have said that he likes to hug and caress them while they're cleaning and vacuuming.
Well, a typical Italian, huh? Likes the females.
Well, yes.
The strangest thing is Federici actually foretold his death. On the night of the performance, he said, tonight I'll give my finest performance, yet it will kill me. And it did.
Oh, my God.
Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's a dead ring of fact?
That's a dead ring of fact. It's a fact.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our 50th show tonight on Joy 94.9. That was the fabulous Jackie from Lantern Ghost Tours. The Melbourne International Comedy Festival was very exciting for us this year, and it featured actually in six of our shows because we all love comedy. It kicked off with Ethel Chopp, and the interview speaks for itself. This is the first part of where Ethel's talking art, porn, dating and food.
Ethel Chopp here. You're listening to Joy 94.9, idiot.
Oh, I'll see if I can get her on the phone. Is that you, Ethel?
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ethel. Welcome, darling. Welcome to Joy, sweetheart.
Yes, very well.
You're here talking to the Woolly Woofters and the women from the Island of Comfortable Footwear. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, all the lesbianos and the homosexuales.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. Sorry, Ethel, but
sorry,
that's what the radio station is about.
I'm talking to all sorts of different freaks from time to time. Fine by me. Anyway, what's happening there?
Well, sweetheart, what have you been up to lately? Have you been to Perth, I believe?
Yes, I went over there to take some people through what they call a pop-up gallery. Pop-up shops are all the rage now, all the rage, but then so was the jazzling and the Gangnam Dance, and look where that got us. But anyway, all these people put their art in this old house, and there was, well, I used the term art rather loosely. And but it was decorated, well, I use that word even looser still, by these Australian artists. Well,
yes.
Pating, there goes the elastic in my underpants, but loose I use that term. But anyway, it was wonderful. I took people through and they learned all sorts of junk about all the weird crap in there, and they paid $10 a pop. Well, and you get what you pay for, really. So,
was there any Tupperware?
No, no. It was all modern stuff.
It was the 1960s. Oh, really?
No, brand new designers. But there was, a pillowcases there, and they had some sort of screen print of these naked Roman statues. And I thought, well, that would come in handy if you were having trouble maintaining your bing-bong.
Or just cleaning your pots and pans.
Yeah.
Were they leapfrogging over each other, Ethel?
No, they were just statues, Roman statues. I don't know what it was. I was confused. It looked like a porn pillow to me. I thought, if you're in bed with your loved one and, you had an unaroused hoo-ha,
you could
look at your porn pillow and you'd probably be good to go.
You're not doing very well on the men's scene. What about the Rudy Hill RSL? Have you been there lately, Ethel?
The Red Hill RSL.
The Rudy Hill RSL.
Rudy Hill.
Oh, Rudy Hill.
Is it really what it sounds like, darling? No.
I'm not really into the fast sex.
You like it a bit slower?
At the Rudy Hill?
My friend Vernon popped around a couple of weeks ago with a bottle of Cinzano. Have you ever tried?
Was it dry, the dry Cinzano?
I don't know. It just packed a punch, that's all I remember. Anyway, the next day, I don't know, I don't quite remember what happened, but the next day I found a pair of men's cufflinks in the folds of my corduroy easy chair. I just hope that chair didn't live up to its name.
You can't remember a thing, is that right?
If you get my drift.
Oh, yeah.
Easy chair, get it?
Yeah. Oh, Ethel.
Get it?
Ethel, we do have a question from one of our listeners, and we'd like to pose it to you. Does Ethel have any recipes with surprise in the title?
I might have had one years ago. What was that? It was during the all that rage in the 80s when people were cooking the Asiatic jigaboo food.
Was it a surprise upside-down pineapple cake?
Some sort of stir-fried monkey thumbs.
Oh, that is a surprise.
I think the surprise was that my husband, Reg, didn't take very well to it and... Well, his bowels exploded.
What a surprise.
I've never been able to get the stains out of that in the living room.
No.
Darling, what are you cooking the heat and how are you coping with the heat, sweetheart?
Well, I'm fine because I'm in nectinine polyester.
Yes.
And I find that keeps me very cool.
Right.
Plus, I sleep in nylon sheets. They're warm in winter. They're even warmer at this time of year. And that coupled with my nylon brunch coat, it's like sleeping inside a synthetic volcano, which is a lot of fun, but you have to be careful. I mean, when you're with a partner, you wouldn't want to be too vigorous, boys, otherwise...
We're past the vigorous stages.
Or third-degree burns to your gonad.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up tonight on our 50th show on Joy 94.9. I just want to say a big shout out to my beautiful sister who's just sent me a message saying her favourite show was the musical show. And obviously it was the 80s show as well when my beautiful sister joined me on air and she wanted to say a big thank you for allowing her to be part of the community. Love sharing the show and being part of each week all the way from Perth. Oh, I wouldn't ask for any other girl in the world as my big sister. Hey, look, one of our favourite old shows here on Catching Up is Countdown, and Dolly and I attempted to do a catching up show in true Molly style. We played the top 10 and we also had local band Number Station, winner of Triple J on Earth a few years ago, to come in and to talk about their new single that they launched last year, End of the World, which I'll be playing after the interview. They also chatted about the struggles of a local band trying to make it in the Oz music scene. Well, in the spirit of Countdown, we've got a band in with us tonight, Number Station.
Are they going to lip sync, darling?
No, we've got the fabulous Chris Andrews and David Amphlett from the band Number Station. Hi, guys. Welcome to Joy.
Well, thank you very
Joy.
Much. Thanks for having us.
Tell us, you've got a new single coming out.
We do. It's actually out.
Tell us a little bit about your music. What is the style? How did you form a band? I've got so many questions to ask.
Well, I guess we'll start with style.
Yes.
It's always, I think, the question that most musicians hate the most.
We don't want to
be pigeonholed.
No, they're but I think in terms of a vague genre, we'd probably say indie pop.
Fantastic.
Iggy Pop, did you say?
Not quite Iggy.
I'll have a story about that later. About 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Indie pop. What's that mean, darling?
Well,
you got no idea, do you?
My favourite song.
I'm not sure
is...
I do.
Are you in the band, darling? Or you just look good.
I look good, and I play the drums.
See, the drummer's always the cool one in the band.
He is the cool one, isn't he?
Not putting against the lead singer, Chris. Sorry, mate. But they're the two coolest people in the band, though, aren't they?
I like how you change that to be two coolest people.
Yeah.
He's very PC.
He's very, very PC.
So, look, you launched it in Sydney... On the weekend?
We did.
What's it called, darling? Has it got a name, this single?
It does. It's called End of the World.
Oh, wow. Already? Who wrote it?
Well, I wrote the lyrics.
Oh, I was a bit depressed, were you?
Well, I was a little bit.
Oh, goodness me. Should we go into that?
About 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago,
yeah.
We were all lined up to record our first EP was a culmination of probably a few years' work.
Yep.
But we finally got everything together and we'd lined up this amazing producer and then we were about 2 weeks away from when we were going to start recording.
Yeah.
And he pulled out.
Oh, boy.
As they do. They're not really reliable, those musos,
are they? But I really thought that it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd literally spent probably about 3 years working up to that point, writing the material, finding the band members, rehearsing them, you know, going through and actually negotiating with all of the different people that we hired for the record there. I just thought the record wasn't going to get made.
Yeah.
And so I really felt like it was the end of that dream.
Yeah.
And I was devastated. And a little voice in the back of my mind was trying to kind of be, put things in perspective and, you know, be that voice of reason. But I think it was when I was in that moment and I was realizing that that wasn't really consoling me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I realized how important sometimes those kinds of aspirations can be.
Yeah.
And how you just have to try and hold on to them as much as you can.
As I said before, it launched in Sydney on the weekend. How did it go?
It was a good night. We played a great crowd. There was probably, it was capacity because they were turning people away. Our loyal following was there, and I think the new single went down really well. Everyone was up dancing.
It was a great night.
It's always
a great night there. It's a fantastic place. So.
Oh.
It's a joy.
Yeah.
Now, Melbourne audiences can be a little standoffish at times, but Sydney audiences are generally pretty up for it.
They get in behind the band.
Yeah, I reckon.
Guys, tell us about Countdown. What do you remember from the show?
Well, we were talking about it before, and definitely remember that, obviously, if you watch Rage, they often show clips from Rage. So I definitely have some pretty. There are certain parts that stand out in my memory. And you mentioned Iggy Pop before. I mean, that interview that he did with Molly.
Do you think
off his was head?
Iggy might off have, his head.
Sensational.
I love the fact that during the song, which was clearly mimed,
Well, because he shoved the microphone down his pants, didn't he? So unless there was something coming from his pants, I'm pretty sure it was mimed.
Molly trying to keep him on track and get him to focus on questions.
But he was bored.
No hope.
He was chairman of the board.
He was chairman of the board.
I'm so bored.
The lengthy monologue.
The one thing Countdown did, it really promoted Australian artists more than any other show. And I think nowadays, I mean, how hard it is. I mean, you guys can tell us straight away how hard it is to get your name and your music out there.
I actually think even though it's probably, people would say, easier today than it probably has ever been, thanks to Triple J Unearthed, that whole Unearthed digital radio station, you know, they're regularly taking songs that have been uploaded to the website and playing them on normal Triple J radio. Anyone can record something in their bedroom and put it out. But I think for that reason, it actually can make it harder.
Yeah.
When we won Unearthed, there were 9,000 bands that had entered, and that was 2007.
Oh,
so it must
gosh.
Have doubled or tripled by now. So everyone being able to do it just means there's so much more stuff now that you have to compete with. So it is hard. But having said that, we've just, you know, recorded and produced this new record by ourselves. So, you know, we're pretty happy with that. And that's been mostly in our bedroom, so I can't really complain about that.
You're catching up on our 50th show tonight. That track was End of the World by local band Number Station from our Countdown show. Big thank you to Chris and David who came in to the studio to give us that interview. Okay, finally tonight is the second part of the Ethel Chop interview where she's talking about grooming, names and saving money.
Joy 94.9.
What are your secrets? Yes. Are you going to share any with the girls?
Yeah, not many, because what I do find fascinating about the lesbianos is that they just don't care what anyone thinks about their personal appearance.
No.
I mean, you've got to admire that. They look so frumpy. They don't actually give a damn. I mean, that takes guts.
It does. It does.
I'm not saying it's working for them. I would say, if they wore a little bit of makeup and maybe some colour, you know?
Yes, a little rouge.
A little bit of lipstick.
A little bit of lipstick, a little... Yes. Not too much lipstick. You don't want to look like a two-penny hooker.
No.
But, you know, a little bit of a heel. You know, it doesn't have to be a Matua sandal every day.
No.
So,
well, you probably think that our very good friend here, Dolly, is a bit of a special lesbian. What is the word? Lesbiosis?
Because
she likes a dress. Lesbiana. She likes a dress here, Ethel.
Usually... I've met Dolly before, and she's very stylish.
She is. Often they're made from old curtains as well, which is even more stylish.
Oh, well, that's very smart.
Nothing
wrong with recycling.
Nothing wrong with that, sweetheart.
You know, as long as you're not walking around wearing a garbage bag and pegs as earrings, then I think everything's going along fine.
Go for it.
So have you got a lady lesbiano friend in your life, dear?
Yes, I do, actually. Thanks for asking, Ethel.
Ah, vaulting.
It is disgusting, isn't it?
I could never be a lady lesbian.
Really? Well, darling, all the men love you, don't they?
No, my husband wouldn't have permitted it.
Now, you sound like a very caring sort of person, so I'm assuming you're probably a mum, are you, Eths?
Yes. I was a mother many times over. Husband Reg and I had six.
I forgot my name.
Seven.
Is that are they not the most favourite children?
Do you see them these days, or have they just buggered off?
Of them. Yes. I mean, let's run through their names. All beautiful names. There was Rhonda, Keith, Joyce, Neville, Clem.
Clem. Well, that's Clem. Nice.
Yes, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Evadne. And a couple of others I can't recall at the moment.
Right. Did you get your sherry?
Yes, I did.
Good girl.
Have a sip of it now.
You don't want to overheat, you know, in this weather. Just a couple of little sips, I'd say.
Oh, I know what I'm saying. Now, you were talking about names before.
Yes, kids' names.
Some doozies.
New ones.
Belinda with three N's and a silent K. Stupid things like Tuffany and beetroot and rainbow parakeet.
What?
A whole lot of bubblehead. Oh, for heaven's sake, the world's gone mad.
What? Parents nowadays, Ethel, call their children after places in the world.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
I know. I get
like dandelions.
Delightful lead-in. Yes. I hate it when people name their kids things like Dakota Tahiti and Parrot. Revolting and foreign. I mean, if you're going to name your kid after a town or landmark, they should keep it Australian.
What about Sydney?
Should.
I mean, what about if you went up to someone and said, oh, this is my son, Uluru.
If he was a bit of a woolly woofter, he could be the back of Burke, couldn't he?
Could be the back of Burke, and his little sister could be something like Fremantle Jetty.
Yeah. I was just thinking of Gundagai, but that's much...
That's nice. Oh, Gundagai's nice.
That's nice. I like the name Wagga Wagga.
Oh, yes.
For a small boy.
Darling, what's your ways of cutting living expenses and being thrifty in the current economy? It must be hard for a pensioner.
I want to know this one.
It must be tough for a pensioner.
I mean, it's very difficult. You have to be thrifty. I find when I go to church and the collection plate comes around, I'm, not again, you know. No, well, I pop in a couple of buttons instead. And here's another tip if you like dining out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can't afford it. You go to a restaurant, you order something delicious, and then you pop one of your own hairs in there.
Oh, right. That's a good idea.
You know? And if you take a hair off your head if it's long, if you pull your thumbnail along it a few times, it'll go all frizzy like a you-know-what hair.
From downstairs, not upstairs.
That's it, the downstairs section.
Yes.
And you put that over your Parmigiana and you...
your Parmigiana.
You know, and you probably get 10% off. So there's a saving.
There's a saving. There's your tram fare home.
Yeah,
goodness.
That's exactly right.
Well, how do you get around, Ethel?
Yeah, no, I've got a beautiful car. You'll be jealous. I've got a 1973 Ford Cortina.
Yes, lovely.
With velour seat protectors and original tyres.
Oh, that's a rare.
They'll be worth a bit one day.
They will be.
They're classic
they will be.
Now, those tyres.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to Catching Gump's 50th show tonight on Joy 94.9. I want to say a big thanks to all the beautiful guests that who've taken time out from their busy schedules to come into Joy. I also want to say a big thank you to my missing co-host Dolly and Jamie for all the laughs that we've had in the last 50 shows as well. Catching Up has actually only got two more shows remaining, and after June we're all having a rest. I also want to say a big thanks to Lena, who's helped us put the show together from day dot. I also want to say a big thanks to all the fabulous people out there in Radioland supporting the show and sending comments and feedback. Always welcome, very much love. So the final song for tonight. Now, we play a lot of disco and funk, and honestly, I only got to choose this one because Dolly's not in the studio. It's from our Bad Girls show, and it has to be the fabulous Donna Summer. This song I'm actually dedicating to Chris and Dion. All those years ago in Perth, they introduced me to this song after a big night out on the tiles. Bad Girls. Thanks for the company, and see you for our next two shows. Good night, Australia.
Joy.
Joy.
94.9. Joy 94.9.
Australia's best tit bit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.